Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Show. That was what it sounded like. Bye-bye, Baghdadi. The Islamic State leader blew himself up when he was cornered by our U.S. troops. Woohoo! It is a reason to celebrate. This was one of the baddest, nastiest terrorists on the face of the earth. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And Democrats and Republicans can finally agree on something. To wipe him out was a very, very good thing. So the bottom line is he was cornered and he had a suicide vest on. He had some children around him and he exploded the suicide vest. There have been reports that he was whimpering and crying and everything else. Bottom line is he was cornered and he took the coward's way out, which is perfect for what he did to so many people. And you think about getting bin Laden, and it reminds me of this and just how big this is and the risks that were taken by some of our best who do this in the business. It's not an easy thing to do, going into some very dark territory where easily that mission could have been found out and it could have ended in a very different way. Instead, Baghdadi was running into a dead-end tunnel, screaming, whimpering, supposedly crying all the way, dying like a coward. Wow. Huge. His body was mutilated beyond recognition, and they did DNA tests right away to prove it was him, so there was nobody saying it's not him and false news and everything else. It was definitely Baghdadi. So how about that? It is a super big deal, obviously. The military flight, the helicopters, the incoming fire, the things that they had to face, American Delta forces and what they were able to do in this case, bravo many, many, many times over, because this is an incredible thing to finally get him. You know, there was one point where we thought Baghdadi had been eliminated, and he wasn't, and that was years ago, and he's been pretty elusive, and so much cover-up for him, but no more cover. He ran for it, and he couldn't find it, so he's gone. And we've seen plenty of pictures over the years of Baghdadi with his weapons and his vests on and his propaganda footage that was pumped out there to rally young men who were disillusioned into being part of ISIS and joining his brigades and what they did to so many people. But he detonated a suicide vest in the end. He killed three of his own children. And he is the highest-ranking terrorist to be killed or captured since the death, rather, of Osama bin Laden in 2011. Wow. I mean, again, the number one terrorist leader, this is the end for him. One of the most wanted men. Very, very, very big, big news, needless to say. And there will be more conversation about this, certainly in the beginning of the week, I would imagine. And there was a little bit over the weekend, too. But it was a daring and dangerous nighttime raid. That's exactly what it was. Eight helicopters taking off from Iraq, going over hostile territory for hundreds of miles in the darkness on Sunday morning. The target, Baghdadi, the brutal founder and leader of the Islamic State, holed up in that compound that I described a little bit in northwestern Syria with family members and terrorists that are associating with him. And it was a tip from a militant, a disaffected militant, that set this operation in motion. And how about that? That tip leading to what was the death of Baghdadi. Wow. Huge. And you think of the people that he killed. One of them was Kayla Mueller. She was an American aid worker who was abducted and raped repeatedly by Baghdadi before she was killed, according to U.S. officials. And they kind of named this operation after her to, you know, as the evening, not evening the score, but eliminating him. So the troops absolutely included some Delta Force members. There were some others that were there, some senior commanders, etc., even in Washington and all of that. But this was a big deal, this raid, obviously, and eliminating Baghdadi. Huge, 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 and where they had to fly. And they did have to notify Turkey and Russia to say they had an operation plan, but couldn't give very many details. Think about the Russians in Syria. So they didn't want to tip any hands. They tried to call Baghdadi out to see if he would surrender. And of course, do you think he's going to surrender? A couple of adults and 11 children came out, but that's it. Everybody else gone. There was booby trap doors, supposedly, and other areas that in that compound that would have been deadly to some of our soldiers. But the fact that they were able to get him in a tunnel, and that was, you know, boom, hit the jackpot the way they did. Again, I can only say bravo, bravo for those, the bravery and the courage to do what they do for a living, and to be able to get him and chase him into that tunnel, and the fact that no U.S. troops were injured, but just a couple of minor injuries to service members, that's very, very big. I mean, you had fewer than 100 guys on the ground in the raid that were kind of in the supporting role, etc., and with the helicopters and who was flying the helicopters and where they were going and, you know, whatnot. But boy, oh boy, the place where Baghdadi lived has been reduced to rubble, and those videos have circulated all over social media, so we know it to be true, and along with the DNA tests, and this is a massive, massive success. The actionable intelligence was right, and they were able to pull it off. And again, victory lap for the administration, I have to say, in this one. Democrats and Republicans agree that this was very, very big, because he had eluded for years capture. Every time he was supposedly in their sights, he was poof, gone in an instant. So many people protecting him, so many places to hide, but this time he could not hide. And this is a very, very big win. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about who's not winning. The California fires are winning, and sadly, too many are breaking out in the north and the south. There's a state of emergency going on. Sad Texas shooting, too, as well, over the weekend at a party. It happened just outside of Dallas. There was off-campus celebrations. Two people were killed. Six others were wounded. There's about 750 teenagers and sort of 20-something in the crowded inside venue, a lot of them with Halloween costumes. So pretty tough to find out who did this, but the FBI is looking into it and trying to figure out any traces of the person who disappeared in the chaos. Kate Delaney, hang with us. Fire's next.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's a wrap with Kate's take.
Yeah, here's my take. What can we do about these fires in California as we watch from the sidelines, some of you listening to us in the great state of California who have written me about how terrifying it is to wake up every day and not realize whether or not you're going to be evacuated, what's happening with your friends and your relatives, and just how awful it is. And awful is only a mild word. There's others I could use, but of course, I'm a lady, so I won't. And this is based on what I know from even when I lived in California, which is over 17 years ago. They're talking about a third possible power outage that could impact about 32 counties in California on Tuesday and Wednesday. And people want to know, what's the sense of shutting everything off? What are you trying to do to us? Which is confusing to many, not funny, and very, very scary. Here's what Scott Strenfeld, who's the meteorologist for PG&E, had to say about the California wildfires.
NOAA, they have a storm prediction center that also forecasts for fire weather events, and they are forecasting critical and extreme fire weather across North and South California that cover a population of 11 million Californians.
Yeah, 11 million Californians. Think about this. The wildfire watch for the Kincaid Fire, 54,000 acres, 5% contained as of a couple of hours ago, 94 structures destroyed. So less contained than they were for even a couple of years ago. And what is the deal with Gavin Newsom, the governor of California? Could they have not cleared some of this brush, the dead trees, the problems that are like kindling for these fires in the north and the south? I don't get it. If I'm the governor, I understand you're a politician, you can only do so much, but you've got Gavin Newsom who gets on the tube and says, every resource available to fight these fires. We've heard this before at both ends of the state, but you heard the weather. There's danger out there. That's not good enough anymore. You got thousands of firefighters and volunteers, millions of people enduring horrible blackouts. Trying to minimize the risk of new fires? You heard my only 5% of the Kincade fire, 10%, boom, contained. How many people have been affected by the mandatory evacs? 180,000 people. 54,000 acres have been torched, 94 structures I mentioned. It's hellish. It's what it is. It's like looking at hell when you drive by that area. 80,000 structures under threat. 80,000. You know what they're saying in Sonoma? It's the largest evac that they've ever had. You know what they're tweeting out in a couple of different languages? Take care of each other. You know what the gusts of winds are, the miles per hour? 93 in the hills and the valleys. People are just running. They're trying to find shelter wherever they can. You have branches coming down. The winds are high and the roads are congested. And why? Because of the road diets that we've talked about. People pack up their cars and their RVs, but then they can't get out. You have traffic lights at some intersections that lost power. Then that slowed things down even more. Whoops. Oops, we shut down the power. There go the lights. What are we going to do? People are looking out their windows, and it looks like lava, they say, coming over the crest of a hill. What about patients at Kaiser Permanente and another regional hospital in Santa Rosa? 200 patients had to be evacuated. Thank goodness they evacuated them. Two firefighters have been burned, one with minor injuries. Another had to be flown to UC Davis Medical Center in a much more serious condition. Monday is not going to be better. Low humidity, abnormally horrible dry vegetation, never cleared, the tinderbox conditions they call it, and then the high winds. It's dry, it's gusty, it's bad. It's horrible. The governor says it's the most challenging moment in our history. Why were there not moves made to do something about the brush? I don't get it. Why were the roads crushed even smaller to make it impossible for emergency vehicles to get through? What are they thinking? Here's Gavin Newsom, the governor of California's take.
Go means go. When someone asks or someone hears that there's been an evacuation order, go means go. Do not put your life at risk. Trust the experts. Trust the assessment that's been made by those whose entire lives are consumed by keeping people safe.
Go means go. He needs to go. He should have undertaken this and had committees, etc., look at what was going on, because every year it doesn't change. You know it's going to happen. The Santa Ana winds, and it's gotten worse. Knowing what we know from only 6-7 months ago, yes, you're certainly not Mother Nature, and you can't completely prevent a wildfire, but there are things you can do to help it not have kindling all around it. These fires are everywhere. 96 miles an hour in some cases. The way people are describing it, it's frightening. I looked at a map today of California to see where my friends were. And all I saw was X's in Santa Clarita, in Los Angeles, at Old Water, at Johnson, at Oak. These are all places right near L.A. In Northern California, oh boy, a nasty mess in Santa Rosa. And then I looked at the acres that had been burned, because, you know, they always have names for these fires. In Santa Clarita, they call it the Tick Fire. 4,614 acres burned. One burning for 3 days, although it is 70% contained. That's the good news in Santa Clarita. How many acres have to go before somebody does something bigger and better about this situation? Because what happens is it wraps up, oh, that's terrible, it's a shame, all these stories. Oh, this couple, they lost their lives, it's awful. Oof, boy, we have to widen those roads. Yeah, that's not good enough anymore. It's time to get off your assets, Gavin Newsom, and use them and do something about these wildfires that just don't quit. And PG&E, just full rain to decide what they're going to shut off. I understand shutting off power in some areas. But I also understand it's sort of like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Do they really understand what they're doing? And how can anyone trust in that? How can anyone trust in what's happening? Thank goodness for all the brave firefighters that have also come from other areas of the world to help the firefighters do something about these fires in Northern and Southern California, because there's pure exhaustion going on. You can only do so much when you're moving that heavy equipment. And if you know any firefighters, you know how they are. They're never going to quit. Till they have their last breath in their body, they're going to keep moving toward a fire. Thank goodness for the people who are watching the inferno, but I worry about the firefighters. They need relief. And for God's sake, man, they need relief in California. Gavin Newsom, do something about this. If you're in charge, I don't care if you have a D in front of your name. Do something to make it stop bleeding by clearing some of the dead trees, by getting after the tree rot, by figuring out innovative ways. If you're going to say Silicon Valley is there, some of the smartest people we have in our country are in California. They can't do anything about this situation except for just watch from the sidelines and say, oh, well, it went over that side of the hill. It missed us. Oh, horrible. Boy, whatever we can do to help. The only way you can help is to do something to widen the roads back up, to clear the brush and make some sense of what should have been tackled not during the fires, but years before, when the fires were already bad in California. That's my take. Coming up, two different versions of Christians who come out. One comes out and admits homosexuality. The other says it was a mistake and embraces her Christianity. I love it when we have both sides. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
House Democrats released the contents of the resolution setting the guidelines for the next phase of the impeachment inquiry. It calls for open hearings, with the final recommendation on impeachment left to the House Judiciary Committee. Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To introduce you to our next guest here on Author's Corner. His name is Paul Triton. He's written a book called Jacobus, A Eunuch's Faith, The Apprentice, Book 1. And I'll tell you, I talked to him off the air, and wow, what a story he has. It's a coming out party, so to speak. Paul, tell everybody about your story and why it's so important to you to tell this story and to have written these books.
Well, my story is that I am a gay man who did not come out until I was about 65. And I was a missionary and a teacher and all kinds of things for religious organizations. And I had to live a lie. And finally, one day, I said, I can't do this anymore. And I had to come out. And, of course, my family turned their back on me. But I went through a period of pain before I came out. But after I came out, I didn't have pain, but I had disappointment. But then God helped me, and now I'm excited about my life. I'm excited about my husband, who, by the way, just had his 95th birthday.
Yes.
But what I've done in writing the book, Jacobus, was to reflect on so many of the experiences that I had in my life and many of my other gay friends who are men of faith, like I am, have gone through, caught between two worlds. And I thought, well, how can I write something that is not in your face, but yet can teach people the art of sympathy, the art of caring, the art of compassion for others who are different than themselves? And that goes for both sides of the discussion. And so I took many little vignettes out of my own life and wound them back 2,000 years to put it in the life of a young man in the Roman Empire period who was apprenticed out by his parents in Spain to his cousin in Syracuse, which is in Sicily, and at the center of the Mediterranean trade. So I put this young man who was what Christ referred to and what the Greeks have always referred to as a born eunuch. In other words, he would never bear children, not because he was castrated or not because he took a religious vow, but because he felt uncomfortable with women and was attracted only to men. And so he went through this time of discovery, and the rest of it you'll have to read, but there's encounters of strong faith. He was in a Jewish family, and the family which owns this big shipping company is Jewish, and they were searching for meaning in their lives because they were also homosexuals. And so it takes you, book one takes you up to the point where they arrive in Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. And the awakening, spiritual awakening in the whole group. There's 12 of them, and the trading partner was a rabbi from South India. Many people don't realize that there was a large Jewish population in India at that time, and there still is for that matter, but now many of them have converted to Christianity through the years. And in fact, one of the reasons I brought South India into the story is Marvin, my husband, wrote two books, and they were translated into Tamil and Malayalam mm-hmm. for the Christian community in South India. So I decided to take my character to South India, and he discovered a whole new world, a whole new, in the following books, he's going to meet Thomas. Of course, in the they'll also be at the crucifixion, which totally altered their perspective on faith and perspective on the personalness of God.
Wow.
And it's going to take the reader through history, but it's also going to take them through pain, agony, rejoicing, fear, slaughter. In the second book is the destruction of Jerusalem, and hundreds and thousands of people crucified all around the city as the Romans destroyed that city. And this, the pain of being victimized.
Yes, I
by a world that, that you can't change, but you can only change yourself.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Do you hope that, you know, I guess what is your great hope for people that read Jacobus, which of course you can pick up on Amazon? What do you hope, Paul?
I'm hoping that people will be able to look at people that are different from them in maybe their values, their ethnicity, their face, and still be able to see them as God's children, and of we're all one family, and there's no reason to claw at each other because we don't agree with this point or that point or even in the Christian faith, you know, you sprinkle, I dunk, you know, that kind of thing.
I get it.
You know, we have to break out of those barriers. And this is what Jacobus is trying to do, because this young man has to identify first with who he really is. Then he can identify with God, and then he can identify with others. And it's a very unusual, a faith advocacy book. It advocates faith all the way through it, but the characters are married to other men or the slaves. In Roman times, the slaves, you know, they didn't have wives. They only had each other.
Right.
And you forget that that's 24% of the male population of the Roman Empire in the first century were deprived of female companionship. And I try to open people's eyes to the historical facts. I don't use contemporary terminologies or value systems. I try to use what these people lived with and how they dealt with it and how God dealt with them through it. And it's, there's some gay sexual elements in it, of course, but it's based on love. And the only time there's not love is when gays were raped, you know, the slaves were raped. In fact, one of my main characters was captured as a six-year-old by the Romans and trained to be a companion slave for his masters every evening. And, you know, that's child prostitution in its strongest form. But yet, this young boy grows out to be a wonderful man of God. And so,
that's life, the point.
Is full of contradictions. We've got to admit it. If everything is just the way we want it, you're fooling yourself.
Yeah. Yep, you really nailed it in the book. And as we talk about you and wrap this up and obviously what people will see in it, I mean, you had an interesting life. You served in the U.S. Army and as a congressional liaison during the Vietnam War. Then you were appointed VP for three family-run corporations in L.A. You're the director of operations at Life Publishing International. We could go on and on. So we thank you so much for sharing your story. And I think the historical aspect of it is absolutely fascinating, and we can embrace differences, and that is the true meaning of the book. So, Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kate. I appreciate your invitation to be here.
And we'll tell everyone you can pick up Jacobus again, Paul Triton's book. You can do that by going on to Amazon.com. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Kate. Have a great day.
Just take me. that? In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can't look, but you can't touch. I don't think I'm.
Joining us now in our virtual green room is a really interesting woman. I spoke to her last week, and I was thinking about all of our, what we were talking about in our conversation. So I'm going to let you hear our guest, who's Reverend Marie Tombo. And the name of her book, it's a long title, but the first title you have to need to know is Freedom in Action, A Journey of Discovering Love. And then it goes from there. So, Reverend Marie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk about what it was that happened to you in your life that led you down a path you didn't think you were going to take, and then how you made a turn.
Well, as near as I can figure, we, you know, on in life, we have things happen to us. And loved ones can say and do things they don't intend any harm with, but we take it the wrong way, and then we react to it. And things that my mother had said to me early on in life, I took as rejection. And the more she talked, the more I felt rejected. And then I decided I didn't want to be like her. So, and I couldn't seem to please her, so as time went on, I started looking for people that would accept me for who I was, and I entered into a lesbian lifestyle. And I knew it wasn't right. I knew there was something that didn't agree with what God had planned, And as he spoke to me and he took me through a journey in the Word to show me what his stance is, and that's in my first book, which is no longer thrown away, I came to know myself as he created me to be. And as we've walked these ensuing 44 years, I've come to love the person he created me to be. I've come to love living with him and learning his joy and his trustworthiness. And I would like for those who are caught in that same trap that I felt I was in, I'd like to know this same peace and soul satisfaction. It's the only place you can find it. So that's what's prompted me to write these books.
How tough was it for you to make that change then? And probably there were a lot of people that maybe rejected you because you rejected the lifestyle that you were living for so long.
Well, God in his wisdom, when it was time to take me out of the lifestyle, he moved me away from people I knew. So I moved into a different surroundings and was able to just kind of go along and see, okay, now what do you want me to do and this kind of thing. And so I wasn't in the same group of people, but as he changed my priorities, as I lived with him and allowed him to make the changes, he changed my priorities, and I was no longer satisfied with living that way. I wanted to live his way, and as the priorities changed, it became easier to accept what he had done with me, and it's just all in trusting him.
And, you know, when we talked and we're speaking to Reverend Marie Tombo, you had such joy in your voice. So, you know, after being one way for so long and then coming back into the life that you're in now, what was that feeling like? What did that feel like?
Well, at first I was very scared. Because, as we go along with him, he will allow us to be tested, to check our commitment and cause, and get us in the habit of reaching for him. And, I was tested in different ways and I was scared, but I was scared in such a way that I went to the prayer group that I was with and asked them for prayer support as I went through the testing. And by his grace, I passed the test. By his grace, I never backslid in this area.
Wow. And again, the name of the book is Freedom in Action, A Journey of Discovering Love. You can get it on Amazon.com. And, you know, that journey.
Freedom in Action is the name of the ministry.
Yeah. A Journey of Discovering Love. Neither Do I Condemn You. So let's make sure everybody has that. Neither Do I Condemn You is the actual name of the book, but you'll see Freedom in Action on the book. So when you made the switch, and we're talking about the switch, and you're encouraging others that, hey, you can come back, it's okay, I'm here for you. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sure am.
And it's interesting, too, because we had this discussion that a lot of people that would hear you'd be like, oh, well, are you just rejecting everybody else? And you told me something that I thought was so loving. You said you're not. You're embracing everyone. You're embracing anyone. That if that's, if that's the lifestyle someone chooses, you're still embracing them. You're not rejecting them and throwing them out.
Not at all. Let me read what I have right on the front of the book, under Freedom in Action, A Journey of Discovering Love. This journey allows us to leave the brokenness and bondage of rejection and move into freedom and wholeness. We discover in acceptance of who God created us to be. I am in no way rejecting anyone. I am loving. I'm loving with the love that God put into my heart to love. That's how I made it out, was because my mother loved me for who I am, not what I was doing. And, you know, and when Jesus got through to me, that's the way he put it to me. I love you just as you are, but I love you too much to leave you that way.
Wow. And when people read this, what do you hope they take away from reading Neither Do I Condemn You? And again, you'll see at the top of it, Freedom in Action. What do you hope people take away?
Well, what I would like for them to take away is Jesus loves us just as we are. And he doesn't like what we do. And he knows that we on our own are unable to get away from it ourselves. So what he wants from us is, as we come to know him, for us to come to the place that we give him permission to separate us from these things that he doesn't like for us doing. And, you know, just like he did with the adulteress that was brought before him, he loved her, named her sin, and provided a way out for her. And that's what he does for us.
And for you as a reverend, what does it feel like now, your life? Because now this has been a while.
Yeah, it's been 44 years, and it's absolutely wonderful. I have found the empty. I have filled the emptiness. I have found the soul deep satisfaction that you can't find in the world. And I mean, as the song, there was a song came out years ago, says the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. And I'm here to tell you that's exactly the way it happens. Because as we journey with him, he keeps revealing himself to us. He keeps revealing ourselves to us. And it's very exciting. And as we come to know the person he creates us to be, we fall in love with that person.
Yeah, well, and it sounds, again, like you've had just an incredible ride. And you're in a place in Nevada where, you know, people have certain thoughts about what Nevada is like, but there's some wonderful, wonderful people. It's not all, you know, it's not all like a crazy, wild lifestyle. I think sometimes people in other parts of the country get that feeling, and I live there, so I know that that's not true.
Well, you know, God showed me that Las Vegas is not Sin City.
Yeah.
That's just temporary status. Las Vegas is Salvation City. Las Vegas is Spanish for the meadows, and it's a place to come to rest and restore. And that's what I'm here for. He's called me here. I've been here since 1991. And I'm here to be used of him to help restore broken people.
Wow. You couldn't have said it any better. This is the perfect place to end this and tell people again you can pick up the book, Neither Do I Condemn You. You can get it on Amazon.com. Reverend Marie, it's just such a pleasure to talk to you. You can just hear in your voice that love you have.
Yeah, he filled my heart full of love. I know what it is to feel trapped. I know what it is to feel rejected. I know what it is to feel broken. And I know what it is to get delivered from all of that with him. And I want, it's my heart that others would know this as I know it.
Yep. Wow. Again, lovely to meet you and speak with you. And for everybody out there listening, again, the book is Neither Do I Condemn You. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for having me.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.